Leading the news this morning, a British inquiry has begun hearing evidence from victims of the phone hacking scandal. Actor Hugh Grant told the inquiry that the Mail on Sunday, which is a paper not owned by Rupert Murdoch, may have hacked his phone. Earlier, Millie Dowler's parents said the phone hacking had given them false hope that their daughter was still alive. The long-running dispute between Qantas and the unions is now going into arbitration. The parties have failed to reach an agreement on their own after 3 weeks of negotiations. Now, it could take Fair Work Australia up to 6 months to reach a decision, but its ruling will be binding. The death toll from last Friday's nursing home fire in Sydney has risen to 8. The latest victim is a 96-year-old woman who died overnight. Around 90 residents from the home are being cared for in emergency accommodation around Sydney. Roger Dean, a nurse who worked at the home, has been charged with murder following the fire. Victoria's nurses are going to ask the federal court today to set aside Fair Work Australia's order to suspend their industrial action. The nurses voted yesterday to continue unprotected industrial action, which has so far closed hundreds of public hospital beds in Victoria. The nurses could now be fined or have their pay docked. And Egypt's cabinet has reportedly offered its resignation in response to the violence in Cairo's Tahrir Square. This follows the resignation of Egypt's culture minister in protest against the crackdown. More than 20 people have died so far and hundreds have been injured.